Welcome to the G-Force Indeed, your music, your station, K107.1, your home for Packer football. And this weekend, no exception, the game will be played at 3:15 against the Broncos. Coverage at 1 o'clock again this Sunday. Packers-Broncos here on K107.1. And to talk a little bit about the game, which hopefully I feel like some fans are writing this one off, but we're going to talk with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com, a proud member of the G-Force. Brian, how's it going this morning?
Very good. A good day to be a Wisconsin sports fan.
Going to be a great weekend. You got the Badgers, you got a couple of Brewer games, you got the Packers, and I like that it's all happening in Wisconsin. There's some people that are actually going to do the Brewers on Saturday, a Badgers Saturday night, and then Packers on Sunday. They're going to go to all three, and it would be a dream weekend. You don't find weekends like this too much, but I feel, Brian, that of all the things going on, the Packers kind of taking a back seat a little bit.
Yeah, you know, some people might call this a trap game coming off a big win against a division rival in the Chicago Bears, and then a game against a playoff opponent last year's playoff opponent, the Atlanta Falcons. That game's coming next week, so some people might call this a trap game against the Denver Broncos, and the Packers just have to avoid overlooking them.
Do we know much about the Broncos? I mean, they've been in some close games this season. They've been in some not close games too. All you really hear out of Denver is Tebow Orton. Is this a team, realistically, on their best day, that could take down the Packers, or is the Packers' offense just too strong and they're just going to outscore them no matter what Denver does?
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that gives Denver a chance is they're hoping to get back a couple of players on the defensive side of the football: Champ Bailey, cornerback, and a rushing linebacker, or is he a defensive lineman now? I don't know. They switch defenses. Elvis Dumerville. Those two guys are some pretty good football players, and they're hoping to get them back. They were out injured, and that could give the Packers offense a little bit of a rough time.
You would think that the way that they've been playing so far this year, the Packers been in some close games. They've been able to bury teams, though. They've been able to close out these close games. You don't really see a Super Bowl hangover from this team. That's why, personally, I'm not too concerned or too worried. But then again, you play the game for a reason, and anything can happen in any game. So what would you say maybe the chances that the Broncos do steal one in Lambeau really are?
I would say they are pretty remote. I mean, the Packers, I believe, are 12.5-point favorites. That's what the Las Vegas says. And I think, if I'm correct, that's the biggest line in the entire NFL this weekend. The most points a team is giving another. So, I mean, there's a reason the Packers are favored by that much. And, with home field advantage on top of that, I can't see the Broncos winning this game. But I've been wrong before.
Yeah, last week you were wrong, but you were wrong in a good way. We'll remind people you were wrong in a good way. Well, hopefully G-Force is loud. I'm worried that maybe people will be on their phones trying to get Brewer updates while they're at the game. Kind of tough luck that the games got scheduled against each other, but hopefully the Packers do, you know, get out to a pretty decent lead. They may be without Ryan Grant, though, to do that this weekend.
Yeah, not only Ryan Grant, but offensive lineman Brian Bulaga as well. They're both kind of nursing injuries. Today is the litmus test for them. The Packers have one more practice today before Sunday's game this afternoon, and head coach Mike McCarthy said he's giving both Grant and Bulaga kind of until today to prove to the team, the coaches, the doctors, that they'll be ready for Sunday's game. So whether or not they're in the lineup, that's something we're keeping an eye on.
So Packers-Broncos this Sunday, 1 o'clock, the game at 3:15. Brian, a prediction? I mean, it seems like, for the most part, the Packers, even though that spread's quite large, you would think they'd be able to cover. But then again, you never know. But what are our gut's feelings here, Brian?
My prediction is Packers 35-14, so I think they win handily once again with home field advantage at Lambeau Field against a team that's 1-2 on the season. I think they take care of business.
Well, it'd be nice. We got to actually keep pace with the Detroit Lions, believe it or not, at 3-0. They face Dallas this weekend in what should be a tough test. You got the Bears trying to rebound from their 1-2 start. And the Vikings, what is going on in Minnesota? How is this possible that they have such big leads and then just blow it? What is wrong with Minnesota?
It's interesting. I mean, they have arguably the best running back in the NFL in Adrian Peterson. And, you know, they're just a victim of a team without an identity, at least right now. They were, you know, had kind of their off-season loss by the NFL lockout, and they have a new coach, and they have a new quarterback. So things just haven't worked out for the Vikings this year.
Well, all those Vikings fans that kind of tried to rub it in Packer fans' face when Brett Favre went over there. And, yeah, they were a game away from the Super Bowl, but I think Favre going over there really set them back a few years. And if you don't believe me, watch Donovan McNabb for one series. This guy, I don't know how he's still playing, but it's a good position not to be in for Packers fans. 3-0, looking to go to 4-0. Again, if you have a prediction, make sure you go to K107.com. Enter in our contest. You can win $10 to the Coliseum and potentially a trip to Las Vegas as well. So feeling pretty confident, Brian. I hope not to talk to you on Monday in a more somber Chris Berman-type somber tone. I hope not to have to do that after a surprise loss.
I hope not either. Thanks for having me once again.